fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Okay, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. It is 6:05. The gang is all here at the Eagle Road Chick-fil-A. Our friend Megan from the Mission will join us in a minute. We are asking that you bring your change by, your spare change for the Boise Rescue Mission. Megan, that means grab the microphone, please, at 580KIDO. We'll be here till 9. Do want to thank Brad and Amy from Chick-fil-A for having us here. We're celebrating 5 years together, and we do have the National Award for Broadcast Excellence, all formats, the Marconi Award with us, that you helped us deliver, that you won for us. We were just the instrument of it, and I always try and include we because that's what this program is about. Here at 580KIDO, you hear Patriot Ray in the background talking to Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party. You've got our friend Pat from Middleton. You've got Megan from the Mission, Hotel Ryan, Crazy Joe from the HaHa Station. The gang is all here at 580KIDO. And, Megan, we talk about the Hunger Bowl tonight. Let's also talk about the need here in, we're in Meridian, but in Boise at the River of Life. Obviously, people are worried about the holiday season. What's going on at the Mission?
You know, what's really odd is that in the summertime is when our women and children's numbers go up, but in the wintertime is when all of our men's numbers go up. So we're going to increase in size, and we're going to increase in capacity as far as men coming in, men needing food, men needing clothing. So if there's anything that anybody can help us out with, you know, not only are our women and children's numbers going to stay steady, but our men's numbers are going to go up. So we need any kind of help that anyone can give us.
And we are encouraging you to bring by your spare change. Nothing big. It would be great. We've got the jugs out here, and we'd love to see as many people as possible. Whether you're politically active or sports active, whether you agree with the comments, views, and opinions on this program or not.
Great. Indeed, yes. And we do have our jugs out, and what we were saying is that, you know, if you have a little extra change from your breakfast here at Chick-fil-A, well, then drop it in the bucket, and that's going to change lives here in the Treasure Valley.
You know, it's funny here at 580KIDO. I got to give props to Patriot Ray, who was here at 5 in the morning. Pat from Middleton here. And, you know, we had people scheduled for this time. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, was supposed to be here. He's on his way. I see him pulling in. Jim from Star pulling in as well. But, you know, I want to give props to the Kevin Miller of the Kevin Miller program, and that would be Pat from Middleton, because here he is, ready to go, already agitating folks, correct?
Well, isn't that what you pay me for?
Yes, we're going to pay you in Chick-fil-A biscuits this morning.
Okay. Well, that's about the first time you've paid me, actually.
Yes. A firm handshake and a warm hug.
I'm still waiting for the paycheck, yes. But
aren't we all waiting for that paycheck? And we do have a big announcement today. Our friend Alma, the anti-fracker, has been released without posting bond, and that is good as well here at 580KIDO. And I see Jim from Star in here. I see Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party. By the way, guys, hold on. We're doing a broadcast here. That's very distracting. So he's late. He's Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. We're going to penalize him, cut his mic for 3 minutes, and we'll just go back and forth with Pat from Middleton. Pat, anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Well, look out, world. Alma's loose.
And Alma will be joining us at 7 o'clock here at 580KIDO. We are taking your phone calls at 580-5436, at 580KIDO. We're always looking to speak with you. And like I said, it's going to be a great day. Big ups at Chick-fil-A. I love this location. It's right here on Eagle Road. And quite frankly, the great thing about it is it's so convenient. And we are asking you to bring by some change for the Boise Rescue Mission. It is the rough times, and you and I have been through rough times together.
Oh, yeah.
But certainly the folks at the Mission do a good job.
Oh, yeah, they do. Bill's always moving the pendulum forward. They're putting out a quality service. They see great achievements and successes. Men are benefiting from it. They're improving their lives. They're moving on forward. They're creating jobs and atmospheres for them where they can. They actually a better way to do it because it's done privately and it's done with God's help. That it's always a mission where God is a focal point on recovery. And that, you know, that is always something we've talked about, that the importance of God in everyday life.
Indeed. Our friend Pat from Middleton. We're going to wait for until we get to Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. He's being held in contempt. Here at 580KIDO, we go live to New Hampshire, and we talk to Pat Miller. That's right, Pat Miller, the star of the program for many, many years. She remembers when we had this dream 20 years ago. She joins us now at 580KIDO. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning. Good morning. I see the picture on Facebook. Keep posting them so I can feel like I'm right there with you. Of those biscuits this morning.
I wish I had a lot of things. But by the way, you can also go to 580KIDO.com. You know, we talked about, you know, when you're on the air, Mom, you got to cross promote. You know, Jim from Star has his.
I know. I've already been on the website. I'm back and forth, sharing, doing everything I'm supposed to do.
Exactly.
To know about my son, how proud I am of him.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And it's the first blush of the day. you know, where do we go from here? I was actually going to talk about Jim from Star cross-promoting where he works. However, tell us a little bit about your love for the Treasure Valley, even though you live in New Hampshire.
Oh, there's no place like it in the whole world. I mean, we Dad and I love to come there. We love the trees. We love the people. We love, of course, the Snake River Stampede is our favorite event next to you and my wonderful daughter-in-law. So
That woman?
That wonderful, wonderful
That woman that your daughter-in-law? Yes. Where is she this morning? Why isn't she here?
She's probably getting ready.
You know, there's a lot of things going on here. I got Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, ready to repossess the Marconi. I got you talking about Dorothy Miller. And I got the honor guard just sitting here getting bamboozled by Pat from Middleton.
Well, now, you asked me what we love about the Treasure Valley.
Oh, my goodness. You're sticking on topic. Okay, go ahead.
And the answer is absolutely everything. I mean, there isn't anything we don't love about it. We love being able to go up in the mountains. We love going just over to the Village of Meridian. I just love that. And everything.
Okay, Mom, it's a little too down factor.
Can I just say hi?
Oh, my gosh. Can I ever stop you?
Yeah.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Mama Miller. It was great to see you a couple years ago. And you were the first true listener and dedicated listener to Kevin Miller.
She's the first critic. What are you talking about?
I understand why.
20 years ago when it all started, he was unbelievable way back when, so this is well deserved, believe me.
Yeah, it used to get me in trouble being unbelievable way back then, and we didn't have Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, with us.
Good thing you got him.
Well,
hold
on. Yeah, my bad for not cueing your mic there, sir. Go ahead.
She always liked me better than you anyway, Kevin.
Yeah, isn't that? Yes, yes. What do you make of that?
Interesting.
Well, Mom, we appreciate your support, and watch out for that Ebola.
Oh, yeah, well, especially, you know, while I'm on the mend. So, listen, you enjoy every minute of today. And I'm very proud of you, and I love you, and 20 years of success, 20 more years of success for you.
Well, 20 more years of employment, let's hope so. I got to pay for a lot of these people here that are here.
Too.
All right, Mom, I love you. Thank you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, how do you top that? 580K IDO live at Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road, benefiting the Boise Rescue Mission. Please drop off your change. We really would appreciate it. Now, how are we going to hold our attorney here in contempt for being late? You're the sergeant at arms.
You know, I love how you throw all these things out at me at the last minute and want me to come up with something novel to say. I don't know. You banned him from the microphone for three minutes.
And right.
He was trying to talk, so Right. He's trying to steal your Marconi, so I think that's the biggest crime.
All right.
He paid for
this microphone, yes.
Put that 20 in the jug right now. That goes into the coffers there.
All right, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Apologize for being late. I was talking with some attorneys in Washington, D.C. about the latest and greatest goings-on with the Ebola.
Now, you were all fired up here. You know, this guy does the best teases on Facebook. You are ready to hold Sherry Ibarra accountable. What are your thoughts against her?
Well, isn't that amazing? Yeah, the last revelation, she says that the reason that she's running for office is she wants to repay Idaho for her misgivings in having failed to participate in 15 of the last 17 elections. In other words, she wants us now to elect her to office and to pay her to be elected to office so that she can give back for not participating in the electoral process for 15 of the last 17 elections. It just seems to me she just doesn't understand. How are we to entrust her with the position of fixing education when she can't even fix her own campaign?
So you're ready to go to the lib?
Well, I think in this particular case,
where do you stand politically?
Where do I stand politically? We've talked about this before. There are some things that I'm far right, very conservative, and there are some things I probably consider myself liberal on. When it comes to the issue of providing textbooks in the classrooms for our kids to bring them home to help mom and dad and grandparents working with the kids on their homework, I'd probably consider liberal on
that
issue.
Well, that was a good point. And by the way, at Hillside Junior High, they did tell us, as you've told us off the record and on the record now at 580KIDO, that you actually have the kids. They can't take the textbooks home. They have to check them out like we used to check out library books.
Well, and there's just not enough books for everybody to check out either. But when you're dealing with complex proposals like mathematics and this new math, I posted on Facebook a picture of the new math, and I can't figure it out. You know, I couldn't
figure out the old math.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but the new math is to separate you from your parenting skills from working with their children. It's really convoluted and confusing, and a lot of the kids don't get it either. They just do it just because that's what they're told to do. But they really are trying to separate you from having an involvement with educating your own kids.
Well, the point is, though, is that when you're talking about they, I don't know who you're referring to. The teachers are dedicated to teach the children the principles that they need to succeed in the Common Core. And
you're not going to get a word in edgewise.
I'm not talking they as in the teachers, those that are administering. I'm talking about those that have set the standards way up higher level that are pushing the Common Core issue.
The government. Right.
So, and that's the they. The teachers are only doing what they're sold. They're sold this is what they're going to do. They're told this is going to be good.
Let's go to Jim from Star here at 580KIDO. Your thoughts on this segment so far?
Glad to see everybody here supporting you. That's an awesome thing, and it's just a, you know, the
beauty. Yeah, everybody's going to be gone at 6:30.
Well, the beauty of talk radio.
Got a long way to go.
It's just such a neat. It brings the community together, and anyone who's like a new listener, give the show a couple weeks and you'll be family with them. That's how Kevin rolls. But the thing about the schools is this, Kevin. You and I have talked about this
many times.
Oh, my
gosh. Just answer the question. Critique the last segment.
I am. We're talking about the schools, right?
No, critiquing the conversation back and forth.
Oh, well I can't. I'm sitting too close to him. He'll hit me.
Exactly. More coming up in a minute. 618, 580KIDO. Live from Eagle Road, Pat from Middleton, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, and the diplomatic Jim from Star. Let's get you to traffic.
Get up, fat boy. Time to start the day. Government should mind its own flipping business.
Well, I don't care. I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to get in trouble.
Fireball. We had a deal with Iran.
How about some common sense?
George Bush is a bad man.
Oh, here, let me take my picture with him on Air Force One.
Whatever happened to testosterone, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, put those things away.
Oh, yes, little children's. Ha, 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 ha.
Fireball! Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are at the Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. K. Millie in the morning, joined by Jim from Star, Pat from Middleton, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. This is a pretty distinguished panel here. By the way, we do want to thank the young men that stopped by and donated change to the Boise Rescue Mission. We urge you to stop by. We are collecting change today for them. Thank you, Ray Amaya, for that great Millerism rejoiner. We're celebrating 5 years together. We have the Marconi Award for Excellence in Radio, nationally in all formats, that the work that you have done, and I know it's work listening to this program, each and every day, has been recognized by the National Association of Broadcasters. Heck, they've kept a job for 5 years, which has been a record. So a lot to celebrate here today, but we go back to Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. What do you make of your distinguished panel that you're with here today?
Very esteemed.
A lot of intellectual firepower with Pat from Middleton and Jim from Star. I don't know if you can keep up.
Well, that's what it's all about, diversity of opinion.
Well, and you know, we don't really want any type of agreement here, so my job is to kind of get you three to go at it.
Let's dance.
Let's dance, I see.
So I'm your Huckleberry.
Well, thank you very much, Jim from Star, whatever that means.
Hey, what's up with this here? Blue pills, two of them sitting right here on the counter. I mean,
yes, Jim goes to the smut. Those are Altoids.
Who are these for?
Yes.
Hotel Ryan.
Yes, Hotel Ryan here. Let's get back to some big issues here. The governor's race. We'll be joined by our friend Tea Party Bob coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Any initial thoughts after that big debate? How many people are voting for Steve Pankey?
Well, let's go back to the governor.
Is that the best we can do, the Pankey?
What's really interesting here is, out of the debate, we have the governor making the statement that he didn't know anything or didn't participate in the settlement with the Gladiator School, the CCA. And then the revelation comes forward that his senior staff officials were not only involved in the negotiation, but was involved in the lobby effort to get the settlement approved. So which is it? Did the governor intentionally mislead us in the debate, or is he just incompetent and doesn't know what's going on in his own office? You either lead, follow, or get out of the way. The point of being governor is to govern. And if you don't know what's going on in your own office, how can you possibly run the state? Now, that might be the very answer to the question as to why the kids are suffering in schools and why we have an educational crisis, because we have nobody leading that issue.
That's kind of odd that last night on the news report they were saying, they showed a statement from the people that are handling the settlement that the governor wasn't involved. They were just kept apprised of the progress. So they weren't involved with the actual agreement to the settlement. They were just kept apprised. There's a big difference from being involved and instituting a settlement versus just being apprised and aware of what was going on. And that Otter had backed off completely, and his staff was just kept apprised.
If you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
Okay, what are your facts to show otherwise?
I'm a trial attorney, and I've been involved in tort claims against the state of Idaho. And I know when you read things of who's the client, in this case you have a claim against the state of Idaho dealing with the privatization of this prison system, which basically you have criminals running the operations. The gangs were in control. People were being beaten. People were being killed.
Well, really, the buck stop there, Jim from Star.
You know, the governor, I wish in many ways that he wasn't a likable guy on the exterior there. I mean, people do genuinely want to like Butch Otter, and he's a very, you know, nice guy to talk to. But the problem with Butch is he's basically given up. And I even had a conversation with him.
You had a confrontation with him at the Star Merc, but
I did.
Whose argument are you buying? Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, that somebody's going to jail, or Pat from Middleton that everything's good to go?
I'm with Alan. Someone needs to go to jail, but what will happen is nothing. And that's the thing that we're just sick of, is the disillusion that something will really happen. It's not going to happen. And I see what Pat's saying as well. But
you're pulling the lever for Blukoff, huh?
No, I don't want to pull the lever for any of them. That's the problem.
Well, the point is, the primaries are over. These are the candidates. You got to pick one or the other. So sit there and continually look, like what I said the other day. If you keep on bashing anybody, that's fine. Why don't you pull the lever for the guy you want?
Yeah, why don't you go for the team, and then, Alan L. Morton.
Oh, I will. And then keep their feet to the fire and stay on top of it.
I can't believe this Alan L. Morton attorney at law can't get back in.
Well,
why
don't you believe in accountability? Don't you believe in responsibility? You know, don't you think that when people say things and do things that they shouldn't be able to accountable according to the law?
Well, you just said you're partly liberal, partly conservative. That's wishy-washy in my opinion. So,
wishy-washy?
Yeah.
He said washy, and it's wishy-washy.
Well, okay, you want to correct my grammar? Go ahead.
It's a case-by-case issue. As I said, there are certain things that I am literal about.
Okay.
When it comes to my kids and when it comes to my grandkids, you bet.
Oh, so Belukov's going to solve all our problems.
I want textbooks in my kids and grandkids'
hands. The thing is, they're not going to textbooks. Get with the time. They're going to electronic media. The last school Kevin was just at said they don't even have textbooks. They use electronic media, which is more updatable and more concurrent with what's going on than a 7-year-old textbook.
You obviously don't have children or grandkids in school, do you?
My last one has 19 years old. Right. She's in the intern program.
So, in other words, you know nothing about what you're talking about. These kids don't have textbooks.
She just I'm talking about. She just graduated last year. It's not that difficult.
Congratulations. I've got 5 kids that graduated from college.
Well, then you don't know what you're talking about either, because you don't have any current kids.
I have 7 grandkids now.
Well, I have 2 grandkids.
5 of which are in school, and they do not have textbooks, and they do not have electronic media to take home to study on normal.
Whose fault is the textbook? It's the school district that are running the schools themselves that are not getting
they
the textbook.
They don't have the money.
No, they're spending money. Oh,
where's the money going?
They're spending
the money on
self.
Be quiet. Let them talk.
I looked at Middleton School District's budget. They're spending thousands of dollars on cell phones plans for people in the upper administration. $120 a month on average per cell phone for over 65 people. That's an unnecessary expenditure to have that kind of a cell phone plan for those people.
Okay,
they're getting catered meals. They don't spend the money on the children, not themselves.
Where's the bell here?
Ding ding.
What about Pat's point about all these amenities? Your point's very valid. You're the one that convinced me about the lack of textbooks. How do you respond to that?
The issue is one of funding. The issue is one of control. It starts with the governor. It also begins with the superintendent.
Each district spends
now,
the money.
Now, Pat.
And there's more money than ever. There's more money than ever right now, and they can't. Yes, sir.
Zip it.
We know the statistics and the data are in. We spend less than any state in the union on our children and education. We're now number 50. We're below Mississippi in the expenditure per capita, meaning per student.
Go Bulldogs.
There you go.
What difference does it matter?
All right,
we're
going to get back to that, and we're going to hear from Jimmy from Star.
Thank God. Here's the thing.
Not yet. 6:32, folks. We're at Chick-fil-A. We would love to see you here, celebrating 5 years of employment, the Marconi Award, and of course our great contributors that make this program what it is. This debate you don't hear anywhere else, maybe at the coffee table, but it's on the airwaves of Idaho's first radio station, 580 KIDO. Local people expressing themselves, making a difference. Stop by and see us. We're also collecting change for our great contributors, the Boise Rescue Mission. Now is the time to bring your change in. We would love to see you. More coming up from the Eagle Road Chick-fil-A. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Bring your dog.
And spend that money, or do they want it back?
Sometimes school board administrators, teachers, and so forth hide behind kids like the jihadists. The American people are taxed enough.
What's so patriotic about taxing corporations to the point to where they want to leave?
Let's get it started.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, let's keep their mics down for a minute here. It is 6:41, Kevin Miller in the Morning at 580 KIDO. We're joined by so many people here at the Chick-fil-A. I do want to thank all those folks. We had some young men come in. Donate money to the Boise Rescue Mission, BoiseRM.org. Their loose change, we really want to thank them for that. Our friend Nate from Caldwell doing it as well. Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party here. Tom Munns is here. Alma out of the clink. She'll be joining us at 7 o'clock. And Jim from Star, we were talking about education. Tea Party Bob will be with us. What did you want to say before we let the gladiators go back at it again?
You mean before I get cut off? Here's the thing. Even
you
though,
have to say something, otherwise you get cut off. Do you like this? Here's the warm-up. Here's what I'm going to say. Okay, what do you have to say?
Let me let you guys know. As soon as he calls me Timmy, that means it's over. And then
he's talking about his mom.
That's right.
Quit whining and get to the point.
I am. I'm going to get to the point. The point is this. Schools have more money than they've ever had, okay? We're real close in age. And did we go without textbooks? Did we go without any of the essentials for learning? No. Did we have a lottery that funded schools? No, we didn't. And we still had money. The money is misappropriated. It's sent in the wrong directions. Just like Pat was saying here, the people, we have way too many people in line, too many commissioners, too many advisors, too many clowns sucking it dry. That's where the problem is there's too many leeches taking the money. And then we got a governor.
And these are the people, wait a minute, these are the people that are educating your kids. You just
no,
call
no, no,
them
no,
leeches.
Not my kid. My kid's never been in a public school,
right,
not
but public
one day.
Education
not one
is
day.
A necessity in our society, is it not?
Not
everybody can go to private school.
No. You can homeschool your kid for free. My son's never spent one day in public school, and it's cost my family a lot of money to do that. But I don't trust the public schools. I don't trust the tenured teachers who sit on their butts and don't do anything and collect a
paycheck. You do
not
educate your children for free at home. Let me tell you, I have a sister-in-law who does, in fact, teach her kids at home. And it's not free. It's very expensive.
Well, yeah, you have to buy the books and stuff. By the way, Jim from Star, Pat from Middleton, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. And this is what I love. In the age of apathy, before 7 o'clock, we have three guys fired up. We have Tom Munns jumping off a booth here.
With no caffeine.
Because he cares about education so much. And that's what we are talking about. Gentlemen, hold your thoughts for a minute. Patriot Ray, quickly at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey,
weren't you just here?
I was, and I had to leave, but the governor hit it right on the nail. We don't have not enough money problem. We have too much spending problem and not enough oversight. We also have so many school districts where they should be consolidating some, and the bigger districts who seem to be doing okay, they need to help the smaller districts with their funds and their books. Because, look, we have all the things that were just mentioned. We have the lottery that helps the schools now. They have more money spent. We have about 50% of our budget spent on schools. When is enough to make it work? Get rid of some of the hierarchy and help the teachers get the pay they deserve and teach our kids. My wife homeschooled a few of our kids, and they did great. They had a good education, and we didn't have to go to the public school trough. So have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you, Patriot Ray, our great friend there. We have a lot of fans of public education here, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
Hey, we sure missed you, Ray. I apologize for not being here on time. We do share
there's a lot of reasons.
But the
you
fact
can be
is
all
we
nice.
Need, we need
there's
oversight. We do need oversight. But we spend less on our kids than any other state.
That's a fraud.
That is a fact.
Okay, fraud. Hang on a second.
Wait a minute. Not 2-on-1 there. That's enough out of you.
That's okay. There's
where's the bell?
You can sit there and say we don't spend less than any other state. When is
that's
ever spending? Well, okay,
wait a
fine.
Minute, wait a minute.
When
wait
is spending
minute.
Money
wait
made
a
difference?
Isn't that Belukoff a fact?
Is talking about how well his kids are doing.
Isn't that a fact that we are 50th when it comes to funding?
Sure.
And I love Pat. Pat's answer to this is we need more government regulation.
You know
in
what?
The school systems.
No.
We need more oversight. That's exactly what you just said.
No. I was talking about proper fiscal spending
fiscal,
of their money.
Fiscal,
and you need oversight to do that. And to have oversight,
okay.
You have to have regulation.
Let me try and get this conversation.
It's overly complicated.
Back
that's
to
the
point.
Problem.
Yes, thank you, Jim, champion of public education here at 580KIDO. Back to the point, though. Education is a big issue in the state.
Absolutely. You're right.
Right. So what's your solution?
My solution would be this. Look.
More
NAMPA
regulation.
Shut up. Quiet.
Wow!
NAMPA School District just
I've
came out.
People for less
be quiet.
Than
let me finish.
Where is Bob and his gun?
You know, quit lawyering. Quit lawyering here. And let me get to the point. NAMPA
didn't
just.
Did you just cut him off?
NAMPA
wait
just.
Wait a minute. Did you just cut him off?
He doesn't like cross-examination.
NAMPA just got out of a deep debt problem from mismanagement of funds. And yet, they did not lose much ground in educating their kids. Why was that? Why were they able to do that?
They were committed
because
to their kids.
They had to spend money more wisely to get themselves
okay,
out of trouble.
I'm going to start timing people here
yes,
at 580
KIDO. I need some equal time here.
No, you've had your
He wants filibuster.
No, I don't want a filibuster. I want to make a point. What are successful companies these days?
Oh, we're getting heckled now at Chick-fil-A.
What are successful companies these days doing
to
keep the companies rolling? They're cutting waste. They're cutting the nonsense.
And that's what NAMPA did.
Right, and that's what needs to be done. You've got to admit that there's more money than we need to run these schools properly.
Oh, no.
It's mis-
no.
Yes, no. It's just like our own household budget.
We spend less than any other state in the union.
And
why
are we building Taj Mahals for school? Why did we build this school in Middleton that no one even attends?
Okay,
what is that all about?
Okay.
Common sense.
Hey. And this is without any food yet.
I want to hurt somebody right now.
You want to say a lot of things. 580 KIDO as we continue on. We're all about fairness.
No fair and balance.
It's 2-on-1
fair,
here.
Fair and balance.
And hold on. We're going to go to Gary. Then we're going to go to Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, because he's provoking a lot of people. And why not have a good...
It doesn't make any sense.
Well...
It's like the Wally George show.
Gary, good morning. You're on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller and the Pro Education Panel. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen. Kevin, I was calling to correct a misperception that your favorite attorney there is creating amongst the airwaves. First is that, yes, it's true that Idaho is at the bottom, along with Utah and others, as far as the amount of money they spend. However, test results is reversed. In other words, if you would take 20 years ago when I dug into the corruption within the education system, is at the bottom 15 states that spend the least amount of money will rank more than half, is ranked in the top 15% as far as testing results. Number two. The amount of money that is spent on the children for books, etc., out of the school budgets is less than 6%. Less than 6%. This is a perception. As an example, 20 years ago, Idaho was spending $3,000 per student in the classroom. At that time, New Jersey was spending $30,000 per class. Per student in the classroom. The results were inverse proportional. These are the things of which it's easy to say, we rank at the bottom of white, which when results are in, is what's required. And the gentleman you have on there is quite right. It is the law as far as building the schools, the Taj Mahals, is a result of lobbyists. But nevertheless, we won't get into it all. But the average pupils in the classroom back then was 19.65. Now it's 19.35.
Well, and that's a good point. Gary, thank you for the call here at 580 KIDO. Before we get to traffic, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, your response to the bludgeoning you're taking here this morning.
Oh, I'm happy to hear it. And we're in agreement on a number of things, both Pat and I and what Gary said. There needs to be oversight. There needs to be regulation. But nevertheless, this is the problem and the paradigm. The children need to have either textbooks or electronic media to take home to do their homework. And that's not happening right now throughout the state. Whether it's regulations or whether it's money, that problem needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed now.
Okay, can I tell you?
651 at 580 KIDO, time for traffic.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, let me run the show. I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing. Okay, it's 657. I got to tell you, folks, you need to come by here because the action off the air is actually better than on the air. Jim from Star.
Hot and heavy, like nothing you've ever seen before in radio in Idaho, right here.
I had to physically remove Alan L. Morton from getting into it with just about everybody.
You know, he did. Folks at home, Kevin had to get in the middle, and there was
finger pointing, there was shishing, and there was stuff going to go down here. It was going to get hot and heavy. So
they just needed to pay the retainer.
Now, a retainer. Now, are you going to let me say something for 30 seconds here? I want to take you to task about
why are you pointing your finger at
L&L, because we're going to take him on in the parking lot.
You don't think the kids need textbooks?
No, they do, but let's expose.
They do, and do they have
those? You're a one-issued man here right now.
That's right. That's correct. That's the problem.
Let's expose the scam that is the textbook industry. And you know, because you're a smart man, that they make slight changes to these textbooks, and then they require all the schools to repurchase the new edition, when, in fact, there's very little print that even changes. What does that do? That makes the textbook people
how
very
do you
wealthy
intend on
and puts our school districts
textbooks
in the hole, because we have to buy things that we shouldn't even have to buy again.
Should
correct?
The kids that's have a textbooks that's
maybe you're a lobbyist for the textbook
that's
industry.
That's a long 30 seconds. Hey, you know what time it is? It's time for traffic, Timmy. You know, who would have ever thought that Alma the Anti-Fracker would be the voice of reason? She'll join us at 7:05. Hello to our friend Ann. She's here from Town Square Media, Chick-fil-A, Eagle Road.